Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into AndersonRedskins.org and our weekly athletic director podcast, and so happy to have the Wonder Twins back. I'm Greg Waddell from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports, with Chris Newton and Tyler Brooks. We had just a solo effort last week, Tyler, but you got your running mate, Chris Newton, back in here with you. Guys, how was the weekend?
It was awesome. Great. Yeah, we had a great weekend. Great weekend to be a skin.
I'm looking through everything here. We got a lot to talk about here, guys, because we're kind of in that threshold now of spring sports on the horizon, but winding up the winter sports season. So there's a lot to talk about. Some seasons now finished. Some of the sports have finished. So why don't we start off first on the let's go swimming side of things first, because that wrapped up their state championship weekend this past weekend.
Yeah, it's tournament time, Greg. Now, come on now. We got tons of stuff going on.
It's not even March Madness.
We had Grace Hastings, our junior, who's been to the state in the 200 and 500 her freshman year, mm-hmm. her sophomore year, and now this year, her junior year. She finished, and this is her best finishes ever, she finished fifth in the state in the 200 freestyle, and then turn around and finish third in the state in the 500 freestyle. And she demolished the Anderson High School record in the 500 by over 4 seconds. She swam a 4:51 in the qualifying round. And that was set by our Megan Stillwell, one of our coaches, who went on to swim at Tennessee, and she was a multiple state winner. So, yeah, she just didn't break, Joe Schmo's record, man. She shattered a state champion's record, which has been here for roughly...
it's been a while.
Yeah, 15 years. I don't want to say too many years because Megan will get mad at me if she hears it.
I hear you on that one.
Oh, but it was awesome. So our principal, Rob Fellows, and myself, we made that drive up to Canton, and it was awesome. That place is crazy. Saw a bunch of ECC swimmers up there. So it was very nice, very nice.
Cincinnati was very, very well represented. We got some amazing swimmers in this part of the state, that is for sure. So, Grace, awesome. Congratulations. And, boy, she keeps trending upward like that. She's got a state record now, and I'm sure Megan was very excited to see her to be able to break that record. You keep trending up, and you got a senior year ahead of you. So, not to try to get too far ahead of ourselves, but that's...
No, but this, I'm telling you, this girl, man, she just dedicated herself so much this year. She hired like a nutritionist. I mean, she has tremendous goals. Yeah, I mean, she's like a 5.67 GPA. I mean, something crazy off the chart GPA too. She's like taking astrophysics and all kinds of stuff here. So, I mean, she's a total package. She's going to do some great things here. Next year in high school, and she's going to be swimming somewhere, and they're making somebody happy for the next 4 years college.
That's very exciting. When you put that kind of dedication and hard work and passion into it, and usually good things will follow. So outstanding. Yeah. Well, congratulations. So, and congratulations all the way around to all the whole season for the swim dive teams. It's a lot of work that goes into that. That is a lot different than some of the other sports that you see. I mean, there's a lot of dedication, a lot of self. I mean, you're in the pool by yourself a lot of the time. You're just trying to get better. So it's...
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And a lot of the times they're practicing while 60% of the people in the United States are sleeping.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was my mindset with that. So congratulations to all of them and a wonderful season. And Grace really looking for big things then next year. That'll be exciting to watch the development there. So, and we should mention, too, I know you guys had a very cool championship send-off last week, too. How did that end up going? I saw some of the video of it.
Oh, man, it was hype, man. I mean, we tell you. and huge shout-outs to there's a young lady named Stephanie Bruner Smith, who works down at Channel 5, and then Allie Kramer. And Stephanie was a Turpin grad, and Allie Kramer is an AHS grad who works for Channel 9. They helped organize Channel 5 came out. Ron Schmidt, cameraman from Channel 5, and Terry Helmers from Channel 9. They came out and videoed it and put it on TV, man. But it was awesome. It was Grace and our dance team. But it was a ton of fun, and our kids really, honored those kids as they walked through our halls.
Yeah, that's very exciting. That's a very cool thing to do, and the fact they came out and covered it makes it even all that much better. So it looked like a lot of fun. Well, you mentioned them, the dance team, and they headed down to Florida, and I'm guessing it was a great weekend. I saw one of the pictures of them getting ready. How did things go? Did either one of you get to go down to that, or –
unfortunately not. Brooksy was trying to.
Yeah, I was.
Tyler was trying to get down there. Orlando Universal Studios down there.
Exactly.
They it started off a little rocky. Unfortunately we had a young lady get injured during practice.
Oh no.
And so during palm competition, they're having to maneuver some things around and redo some lineups. And so Palm was on Friday, and they did well. I saw their routine, and they did well, but not as well as I think they would have liked. So unfortunately, they didn't advance to the final round in Palm. And then this girl, man, she got after it. She sucked it up and got feeling better.
Man.
And I actually spoke to her Sunday, and she said she was feeling a lot better. And so she got back in the lineup for hip-hop on Saturday, so they qualified for the finals. And then on Sunday, they performed incredible and came in eighth place in the nation.
Nice.
So
that's great.
I mean, just getting it done, man, getting it done. So those girls and their parents, I mean, and coaches and parents, they worked so hard, and this was a great thing for them. And shoot, now they turn around, they fly home today, and then on Saturday they compete in the state championship. So it's a little backwards. Nationals this weekend, and now state this coming weekend. Up in Worthington, Kilborn.
Well, I mean, they've already had the pressure of the national tournament. The state, that's got to be nothing for them. Then that'll be easy.
You would like to think it's a walk in the park.
Exactly. In theory, of course, that is. But well, that's how it must have been a great memory making kind of a weekend for all those young ladies and their families as well. So congratulations on the hard work and dedication that went into that. Not only on the just to actually be able to participate, but I'm sure everything that went into getting them all down there, I'm sure that there was a lot of fundraising involved with that and money that was paid to get down there. So it's a big endeavor. That's a lot of fun. Congratulations to all of them.
You're right. Tremendous commitment from the girls, the coaches, and the parents. Yep. Very big commitment.
Very good. Yep. So, and they represented Anderson well. So very cool. Yep. Glad for that. Yep. Let's talk about the academic team. They played last week, split in what was the ECC tournament. How'd that end up going?
Yeah. It was, again, I think I've said before, it's kind of crazy. You know, we're in the semifinals. I'm sitting there and Greg, I mean, I don't even know how the gosh darn moderator is saying the words he's saying. I definitely don't understand what they mean. And these kids are not only understanding what they mean, they're answering the questions correctly. It was unreal. They performed incredible in the semifinals, and we beat Milford in the semis, and then we made it to the championship. And then, I guess a little shout-out here to Loveland, my boy Brian and Eric and Jake out there. They definitely didn't learn it from them, but Loveland just tore it up. They were incredible. We played well, but we weren't beating Loveland in the championship match. And like I said, I mean, they were awesome. They definitely didn't get it from Brian, Eric, and Jake. Well, they might have got it from Jake. Jake Elfers, they might have got it from him. Definitely not from Eric. Yeah.
We know that for a fact. And the thing is, they would both admit it, too. So.
And I know Eric's probably listening. So, what's up, Eric? What's up? I love that guy.
Oh, they're great guys. That is for sure. So, well, that's a lot of fun. And all the study and all the work that goes into that as well. Holy, I can't even imagine. So, it leaves me in the dust. In the dust. So, well, congratulations on a great season for the academic team. Let's go to the bowling side of things. Girls, they finished things off in the tournament last week, and then the boys had a couple of individual guys advance on.
Yeah, yeah. Girls did it. Girls had a nice job in the sectional. Unfortunately, we didn't qualify anyone. But then we had, I mean, it's quite honestly, we have a great story with a young man. Nick Camphouse is a young man that he was, you know, he didn't bowl his first year, came in and bowled, and he really, you know, he just loved, wanted to be a part of something and really worked hard at it. And he was a good JV bowler. But he came in this year and really, really dedicated himself to wanting to make sure he was out there with the varsity, and really kind of changed some things. He's not a two-handed bowler, or excuse me, he's not a one-handed bowler.
One of those.
He's a two-handed bowler.
So he's one of those puts that gigantic spin on it with the two hands and.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. So he's been kind of like our fifth bowler all year. Well, he came in here and sat with us for about 15 minutes the day before the tournament. I mean, the kid was jacked. He didn't need the bus ride. He was going to run the cross gate lanes, I think, and be ready to go. And he tore it up. And so he qualified for the districts. It was awesome. He set a season high. Bowled a 214, which is a career high for him. Got a career high in three game series. So we could not be happier for Nick making it. And then we got our silent man Jacob Bruckner. You know, he's like that. He's got that mentality. You don't know if he bowls a 300 or a 100. He just goes about and works. And so it was so nice to see him back. He qualified last year and has qualified this year. And so we're just thrilled to see both those young men because they're both very deserving to make it to districts. Yeah. And hopefully we're talking about them again next week and making it to state.
Yeah, so districts next Wednesday up in Dayton at Beaverview. So
yeah, Beaverview Bowl.
Beaverview Bowl. So well, good luck.
We'll be up there.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we'll get a firsthand account from you guys in for Jacob and Nick and their endeavors to the districts, and hopefully a chance to go on the following week up to state. That would be outstanding. So
incredible. Yeah,
that's cool. I'd love to watch Nick and that too. That is amazing how those guys can control that and. The amount of spin that they put on that ball, it's nuts. So
it is nuts. That's for sure.
I want to see that super slow-mo of how that all works itself out. So
yeah.
All righty. So let's see. We've gone through all. Let's see. We've got wrestling. Let's not forget wrestling. See what do we got going on? They had started off with sectionals this past week. How did wrestling end up going?
Oh, we got the king of the heavyweight division right here at Anderson High School. Man, Kevin, the Punisher Stone. Just, I mean, he is a bad man, and he is so much fun to root for. So he was the sectional champion at the heavyweight division, and so we're fired up for him. We had another young man, Evan McHugh, and he's another one of those kids that's got, like, you know, a 4-point, whatever, GPA. He's just awesome. He actually finished fourth. So he's had a great year, and in things, he had a great match on a Friday night, which put him in good position for Saturday. And so he's qualified for districts as well. We had another young man, a little freshman, Evan Schnitzler, who came in sixth, and we're just super excited for him in the future. But we're going to be hooting and hollering for Evan and Kevin this Friday up at Kettering Fairmont.
All righty. Well, then, and you didn't give him the real name. It's Evan the Mastermind McHugh, right?
Yeah, the Mastermind, yeah. he is. And they're both, you know, here's a great thing that I want to make sure. They are both multi-sport athletes. Kevin's a football player as well as a wrestler. And Evan, like I said, besides having a 6.7 GPA, he's also a football player, a wrestler, and a lacrosse player.
Oh, nice.
So you get all these kids that say, "Well, I can't do this because it's going to affect my grades." Well, I'm not sure the mastermind Evan McHugh would really adhere to that statement. He's doing everything all the time. He's just a great kid. Great kid, and you love to see somebody like that represent your school.
Without a doubt. Well, congrats to them and good luck as they move forward to Dayton next week, or this upcoming weekend, coming on Friday night. So that's very cool to watch.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
All right. You guys are getting all over the place. I love it. So getting those miles in, that's for sure. So let's go to gymnastics. They were in action this past weekend. How'd that end up?
Yeah, it ended up they did pretty well. Unfortunately, we did not have any young ladies that make the state, but we are an incredibly young team. And so a lot of growth from them. We have three seniors that were very good leaders and did a nice job showing our underclassmen. But we are going to be – we're very excited for what the future holds for our gymnastics team. What do we have? 7 freshmen, I think.
Wow,
something like
nice.
That. Yeah, and some sophomores. And so we're thrilled about it. What they're going to do for us in the future here.
And again,
great girls.
Again, talk about the individual work that needs to go in for gymnastics and the amount of time in the gym and how, I mean, the injuries that they sustain during all that and bouncing back. I mean, those are tough, tough cookies when it comes down to it. I mean, those are amazing athletes, the gymnastics.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you ain't kidding, man. I saw, like, more of that. What's that crazy tape they put on you, you know, where it's on your shoulder, and I can't remember what the name of that tape is.
Oh, the kinetic tape.
Yeah. Jeez, old Pete's, man.
Oh, I got it.
Whoever's selling that was making $1 million out there at Lakota East. It was all over the place.
Well, again, and all the work that goes into that. So, I mean, very, very much, I'm sure, appreciated by all of you at Anderson for what they do to try to make and represent the school and the sport itself. So, a lot of work goes into it.
Too.
So, all righty. And finally, let's get to the basketball floor. And let's start off with the guys. And we know it's been a tough year for them all year long. But, boy, did they keep going and moving on. And I know that as the record stands for what it is, but – what they were able to do too. I mean, I know how proud you are of all those young men.
Oh yeah. And those guys, they fought to the end too. They faced a really tough Princeton team.
Oh yeah.
That team is really good, but they fought to the end. They never really gave up. It was nice to see their determination and grit throughout the season. You know, it's so easy to sit there and lay down and say, well, I'm done. And those kids kept on fighting throughout the whole year. So it was great to see that.
And I remember talking with the coach back before, as the season was just getting underway, and he said it's going to be a tough year. And you know, we've got a lot of youth. We've got a lot of growing to do with this team, and they picked up a few wins along the way. And I know it's character building is what that ends up being. And I'm sure that they understand in the big scheme of things when they look back on this, you know, somewhere down the road, they're going to realize how important a year is like that for what real life is going to put in front of you sometimes. And it's not always an easy path. And so those guys never gave up, and I think that's outstanding. And congratulations as their season comes to a close. And then the young ladies, they're not done. They're still playing onward. So and I know tickets are going to be available for the Wednesday night game. I'm sure they're available at school now for the game against Mount Notre Dame coming up on Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah, we got them here. We're ready to start selling them, and we're very excited for Wednesday. This past Thursday when we played Little Miami, that was a great game to watch. Our girls played so hard. Their defense that night was incredible. We held Little Miami to 30 points.
30 points, wow, right? Yeah.
In a 48-30 win, and they beat us pretty handily last year, so it was a nice little revenge game, and Carly Steiner, again, just getting it done. She had another monster double-double. We had some huge threes by Beener Homan, too. It was a great day to just watch those girls play that tough. They made a lot of shots and played great defense.
There was a great story I know in the Inquirer that we had on the website a few weeks ago talking about just kind of what this couple-year turnaround has been for the girls' basketball team. And just to keep it going for yet another game like that, just a great testament to all the seniors that have fought so hard to get to where they're at right now and to be able to enjoy a little accolades too.
Oh yeah. And just like the boys, they don't know how to give up. They just keep on going. They keep on playing hard. And I know we're going to see the same on Wednesday because Mount Notre Dame is one of the top teams in the state.
Yep.
But I guarantee our girls are going to keep playing hard, and they're not going to quit.
Well, yeah, to be the best, you got to play the best at this time of year, and it doesn't get any easier, that's for sure. So, well, good luck to the young ladies on Wednesday night. And, again, the tickets on sale, a little bit of that goes back to the school, so buy the ticket to school. I'm sure you guys want me to plug that a little bit more.
So. Heck yeah.
So anything that comes back to the school is always a very, very good thing. So, and finally, and I know we want to talk a little bit, Tyler, about the Hall of Fame dinner that's coming up. We're recording this on Monday, so Monday the 25th. Tell us about the Hall of Fame dinner.
Yeah, so that'll be Saturday the 9th, and we're really excited about this. There's a great group of people getting inducted, and I believe it's biannually. So we got our current gymnastics coach, Stacey Bailey. We got a couple of my buddies from high school, Andrew Norwell, Greg Manns, and the 2007 football class. So I know a lot of guys on that team. It's really special for them. It's kind of special for me, too, seeing all these guys, all my buddies, get inducted. And one of our favorites, Dwayne Stewart, will be inducted, too, our custodian here. And we are just very excited for that. The Hall of Fame committee does a great job putting on this event. It's a nice dinner. They do really great for the people there in inducting. And tickets for that, you can actually buy those on AnsonRedskins.org in one of the fan zone tabs. So I think we sold a bunch of tickets, but there's still room. So don't be shy to sign up.
Absolutely, yeah. It is on if you go through the website, the athletic information, and then there's a tab on the right side called Hall of Fame, and you can check it out. And there's a lot of great information on there, and Hall of Fame members, and then the tickets. You can order those online. There's things that you can download to get those tickets ordered. So again, that's always obviously the height of an athletic career for your high school to be inducted into the school's Hall of Fame, and that's going to be very special for all those folks that are getting inducted. So congratulations, and we'll look forward to seeing a lot of pictures from that. So got a little bit of time to get the tickets for that dinner. So all righty, guys. Well, a busy, busy week, and that's just because the winter season's starting to wrap up, and I'm sure there's a lot of action going on around with the spring sports, and as that will be ready to get underway, we got baseball and softball and boys and girls lacrosse, track and field, and tennis as well for the boys. So that's going to be still to come down the road. I know you guys are probably getting pumped up and jacked up for all that to get going too. And I'm sure all those coaches are working very hard right now.
Oh, yeah. We got baseball, softball, and both boys and girls lacrosse. They've been going at it. This is starting week two for them. So, they've been getting after it. And, you know, the great thing about this year that's different from us in the past is now having two gyms, which we've never had before, we've been able to accommodate both of our basketball teams and our softball and baseball teams like we've never done before. I mean, we used to have to practice till like 9:30 at night because the gym space. And now with the two gyms, heck, kids are getting home at reasonable hours, and it's been awesome.
That is a good thing, and that is all thanks to a lot of people around the community that helped make happen as well. So, which, of course, none of it, we could never do it without the community support for all our schools and each and every local area. So, obviously, you can't say enough thanks to all of them. So,
Greg, you hit the nail on the head there. Our community, you know, back in 2014 when they passed that levy, supported this, and hopefully they're. Hopefully they really start to see reap the benefits of, you know, everything, all the positive decisions they've made for our school district. Well, so we're excited.
Yeah, the support you get second to none. There's no doubt about that. So,
yep.
Well, guys, Wonder Twins, great catching up with both of you again, and we'll get back at it again next week as we'll have a few more of the seasons winding down with the various sports that are heading on or hopefully advancing on, if the season hadn't come to quite to an end yet. So we'll do that again coming up next week. So
that sounds great.
All righty, guys. Tyler Brooks, Chris Newton, the Wonder Twins from Anderson High School, AndersonRedskins.org. I'm Greg Waddell. Thanks for listening in for ESPN Media powered by Sidearm Sports.